In this bulletin, COVID-19 vaccines to arrive in Australia this week as Victoria's hotel quarantine cluster grows to 16 cases. New Zealand goes back into lockdown as the Trans-Tasman travel agreement with Australia is paused. And in sport, Novak Djokovic's campaign for an 18th Grand Slam remains on track, qualifying for the Australian Open quarterfinals. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovich. Victoria is entering day three of lockdown. Authorities warn it is too early to tell if the lockdown has worked effectively. The state recorded two new COVID-19 cases, bringing the Holiday Inn hotel quarantine cluster to 16. The new infections involve a three-year-old child and a woman in her 50s from different households. Both were at a function where a hotel quarantine worker who initially received a false negative test was also present. Australia will receive 80,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine this week. The federal government says Australia is on track to roll out the vaccine to groups including the elderly and health workers later this month. Preparations are underway in Sydney, where the first vaccines will be stored. The location has 11 freezers operating at minus 70 degrees, with each able to hold up to 140 doses of the vaccine. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the vaccine will be available for all.
It is so vital as a nation that we get as many, if not all, Australians to have that vaccine. We want to make sure that anywhere in Australia, no matter how regional, how rural or how indeed remote you are, that there will be a vaccine available for you.
The Northern Territory is to announce its plan for the COVID-19 vaccine rollout today. Meanwhile, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he expects the AstraZeneca vaccine to be approved from the Therapeutic Goods Administration within the next few days. The Australian Federation of Islamic Councils has welcomed government funding to ensure COVID-19 vaccine information reaches migrants. The federal government has allocated $1.3 million to translate information in 60 languages for Australians who speak languages other than English. Kesar Trad, CEO of the AFIC, says community leaders are responding to vaccine hesitancy.
There's a lot of people out there peddling conspiracy theories. We have to be very careful, and we should only look to reputed sources for our information. And the rule of necessity in Islam is very well known, that when it comes to saving life, even food items and ingredients that might normally be prohibited become permissible, provided you only take them to save life and you only take them when you need to.
A new poll conducted by social advocacy body Anglicare Australia shows that 100% of respondents said any cut to the JobSeeker payment will see more people needing help. The new data aims to heap pressure on the federal government to extend coronavirus support measures. The coronavirus supplement will end in March, but officials are considering increasing the rate rather than allowing it to return to $40 a day. It comes as new research figures show that more than 500,000 Australian companies and 2 million workers have shifted off the JobKeeper subsidy since the beginning of September. New Zealand has entered a three-day lockdown. Three new locally acquired cases were recorded in Auckland on Sunday. Level 3 restrictions in Auckland will apply until midnight Wednesday, while the rest of New Zealand will be under Level 2 restrictions. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield says the source of the cases are unknown.
The three members of the family group who are positive cases have now been transferred to the Auckland quarantine facility. The fourth member of the family who tested negative remains at home under strict isolation and public health supervision. Genomic sequencing is underway for the first two cases, and we will have the results through later.
Australia's quarantine-free travel arrangement with New Zealand has been temporarily suspended. Australia's medical experts declared New Zealand a red zone for an initial period of 3 days, starting today. The federal government will not deliver a closing the gap update today, instead opting to provide a statement in Parliament. An update on the Closing the Gap strategy is an annual event presented in Parliament by the Prime Minister on a day close to the date of the 2008 Stolen Generations apology. Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt confirmed a statement would be delivered to mark the anniversary of the apology. However, the new Closing the Gap implementation plan would not be detailed until July. It comes as the Royal Society of Tasmania and the Tasmanian Museum will apologise to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples for removing the Premighana petroglyphs today. To tennis, now in world number one, Novak Djokovic has qualified for the Australian Open quarterfinals. Djokovic overcame injury concerns to secure a four-set win over Canadian Milos Raonic. He says there was doubt about his fitness even during the warm-up.
Well, if it's any other tournament than a Grand Slam, I would retire from withdraw from the event, that's for sure. But because it's a Grand Slam and, you know, I want to give my best alongside with my team to try to recover and try to get on the court.
World number three, Dominic Thiem, lost in straight sets to Grigor Dimitrov at Rod Laver Arena. And for a look at today's weather. In Perth today, 37 degrees, partly cloudy. Adelaide, sunny, 30 degrees. In Melbourne, 27, mostly sunny. A possible shower in Hobart today, 21 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 24. A few showers in Sydney, 25 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Possible morning storm in Cairns today, 30 degrees. And 31 in Darwin, showers with a possible storm. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.